front leg lifts is an exercise that really deceived me. I thought that my very fit golden retriever Hobby would be a shoo-in for this exercise. I thought that he could do this exercise essentially forever. It was way too simple for him. Boy, was I surprised. Maybe you feel the same way. Well, this is another one of those seemingly too simple exercises that actually packs an unexpected punch and pays dividends down the road in terms of strengthening the support muscles of the front legs, such as the triceps and pecs, and also improving balance. Let's look at how you start and all the ways in which you can advance your dog through this exercise. Start by having your dog standing on a non-slip surface. Lift one front leg so that the radius and ulna are held parallel to the ground. It's also best if you let your dog's foot hang down so that you don't hyperflex your dog's carpus or wrist. Ideally, you should hold the dog's front leg with just one finger. That way you'll be certain that you're not supporting your dog's weight with your hand. Start by just holding each front leg in this position for 30 seconds. Three holds on each front leg, alternating legs, constitutes one training session. Once your dog can do three sessions of the above exercise without ever moving the front foot that's supporting its weight, you can start to perturb your dog's balance by pushing on its side, neck, or head, by moving the food so that your dog's head follows it, and or by throwing or dropping food or a treat to tempt your dog to move toward it. Ideally, you should introduce one type of perturbation at a time, only introducing the next one or combining perturbations once your dog can do the exercise while standing perfectly still on each front leg for three training sessions. To make the exercise a bit more difficult, you can next extend your dog's front leg forward and perform the balance perturbations that way. Make sure, however, not to abduct your dog's front leg. In other words, don't move your dog's front leg sideways away from the body. When you've done at least three sessions with combinations of all of the above balance perturbation and nothing perturbs your dog, you can do the exercise with the front feet on a soft surface such as a cushion or a balance disc. Once your genius dog can maintain three 30-second stands on each front leg, alternating legs, you can start raising your dog's rear legs to place more weight on the front legs. Raise the rear legs an inch or two at a time until they are at hock or tarsus height. First, do this variation of the exercise with the front feet standing on a solid surface, then with the front feet on a soft surface. Next, you can do the exercise on hills, facing a different direction each time you train. First, you would do it with all four legs on the hill's surface. Then you could elevate the rear legs when the dog is facing downhill or when it's facing sideways along the hill. Last, try this exercise with your dog standing on an egg-shaped physio ball that's held between your knees. You can move your knees from side to side in an irregular rhythm to really make the earth shake under your dog's feet. As you can see, there are many variations to this exercise.